91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Medford Tufts, Reformed Radio. That's right. We're back. We are back at business. 91.5. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlin, at the Boston Medium, and we've been having fun here listening to The Ruler's Back, Slick Rick. It's a ska. It's been fun. So this is that time in your life right now. I said that time in your life. This is that time in your life, in your world right now, where you're just going to take a step back. Now we're going to take a step back now, okay? Going to take a step back now. And we're going to go into the collective and we're going to feel spirit. So wherever you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are on your day, no matter where we are, no matter where we're going, no matter what we're doing, we are here and we're going to build the intention and fill the intention with releasing, clearing, cleansing, and clearing the mind. This always makes me feel so good, so I'm not going to be surprised once it happens. And whatever spirit needs us to do, wherever, I'm going to be a channel for everything, for the loving good and the loving presence. So no matter where you are, driving in traffic, perfect, well, not perfect, but perfect to listen to this, outside, walking, doing your work, doing homework, cleaning, at home, in a meditative state, it doesn't matter. We're going to heal. We're going to heal. Ooh, did you feel that yawn? Yeah. It's called relaxation. So take some nice deep inhales and exhales. Inhale, exhale. So now in this moment, Spirit, we're asking, I'm feeling right now a channeling for grounding. I feel like right now, wherever we're at, wherever we are, we need some grounding. I'm seeing the red chakra. I'm seeing the root chakra. Please let the roots come all the way down from our feet to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. We have an intention to, as we open up, to feel safe, to feel grounded, to feel protected. And wherever we are and who we are, just fill your heart with love, fill your heart with joy, fill your heart with the vastness of the universe. Feel how good that feels to just connect to the earth plane. Feel how good that feels to just connect with God and Spirit. Feel the love surrounding you by God and the angels. You can feel in this beautiful plentitude that life is truly for you. Life is abundant and you are abundant in this moment. Feel those roots and imagine yourself outside in the beautiful galaxy stares above you as you're on the ground, surrounded by trees. It could be nighttime, it could be daytime, it could be in the middle of the day, it could be in the morning. You choose what time of day it is. But if you want to do this with me, I'm choosing that it is in the AM right now. I'm imagining the AM and the sun coming up and the sun rising. And I'm sitting next to a tree, I'm leaning on a tree, and I'm looking at that sun coming up, waiting for that sun to rise. It's so beautiful and bright. And you can see the dark dusk that sets upon us, waiting for the morning light. And as I'm sitting and kneeling against this tree, I could feel myself being at home. I could feel myself being connected and close to home as I can feel this tree and I remember who I am. There's so much energy about trees that are coming into this meditation and coming in to our vision and coming into our presence to let the universe know where we're at. The universe is loving us at every moment. The universe is magnificent. And I can feel the roots just gently connecting with the roots of the other of the tree I'm leaning on. My roots from my feet are intertwining. And imagine that for you. Wherever tree you're leaning against, imagine your roots intertwining with that tree and you're sharing the same roots. Imagine those roots being shared. So wonderful. So joyful in that moment. There is a unity with you in this tree. There is a unity with you and the tree and the universe. And you can see the sunset coming up. Or if you'd like to imagine the sundown, it doesn't matter. It's the same in one, yin and yang. Happening at the same time, all at once. The light that shines upon us, the light that is shining here, the light that is vast, increasing vastness, whether the sun is coming up or whether the sun is going down, that light is you. You fill up those dark spaces and those dark places. Everywhere you go in, every room you walk into, every city, every space, every community, everywhere that you go, where there is darkness, you light up this room. You light up their life. You light up everything. That is what you are. You light up the magic and you light it up. Everywhere that needs these places of lights, every place that you see, your light is needed. Your light is needed. Your light is bright. Your light is magnificent. Your light is majestic. Brave and bold, and it changes things. It creates things to change. It creates chaos in the best way. It creates an unfoldment. It's a domino effect of pure light and brightness. It's a pure inspiration to all. It's like little orphan Annie, your little energy that comes in to spread sunshine everywhere where there is darkness. They love you and they love your joy. They love your happiness. Light it. Don't ever let it out. For all of you listening, this is Spirit. Spirit is channeling right now to all of you who dare to shine your light. Do not ever let that light out. Do not ever let that flame go. Do not put it out for anyone, says Infinite Spirit. We put that light there for you. We put that light there for you and every single person who comes into your energy field. We used you, Infinite One. We used you to heal. We used you to guide the way. We used you to show everyone where the love is in their heart. When the darkness sees you and does not like your existence, the magic flows through you. And it opens up a world of healing, of power, where spirit uses you to heal and open up the dark, because that dark is not separate from you. Nor is that dark that is shunning you separate from you. You see, it's one in the many. It's just a needing of reminder of compassion to be where you are. We must not turn away from it. We must give it love. We must be in a place of love. How do we give love? How do we receive love? You have to look in the places where there is no love, and it's the hardest place. When there is a time to hate, it is a time to love, says Infinite Spirit. You see, those are the hardest things to do, to say goodbye to the ego, to push the ego away and say, I do not serve you anymore. I am not under your command. Spirit is in command. That is the real energy that is alive and in command right now. And so wherever there is, you just remember those places that need love. Because that love you give to someone else, when it's testing you and testing your patience, you're giving that love right to you. You're going to get that right back. It's going to glow with you, and people are going to see that, and they're going to see your beauty, because that's giving. What makes people beautiful, truly beautiful, not beautiful by the standards of society standards, but really a heartfelt beauty, is the amount of love they have in their heart and the amount of love they give. This is the message from Infinite Spirit. So take this with you. It is a very hard thing to do, but we will always overcome it. Amen. When you are ready, come back to the universe, come back to planet Earth, come back right here with us at WMFO, Med for Tufts Freeform Radio, and let's open up our eyes and let's shine, because there's a strong energy of the trees that are keep coming back, but there is also something they're trying to tell us. It has to do with compassion. It really does. It has to do with, how do we heal? How do we love? How do we give love to other people? How do we fill those spaces of love? How do we fill those spaces of love. Sorry, it's taking a moment to just take in all that love, because it's just so powerful and it's so beautiful, and it's beauty. It's beauty. Wow, I feel good. How are you feeling? Wow. I didn't realize how much love was in that moment. I didn't realize feeling joy. Okay. Sorry, let me get on the air and continue the show. I'm a little bit in a la-la land right now, which is not a bad thing. Wow, that's intense how much the power of love can just kind of overtake us. And as I'm feeling that overpowering love, it's just kind of, there's so much to learn. There's so much to learn in this world. It's so beautiful. It's, isn't it fun learning? Isn't it fun learning through feeling things? It is fun feeling things. Feeling, oh God, what was that? Was it, oh God, I don't even know what that was. It's like a robot voice in me. Oh my God, it's a demon. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. There's no demon there. There's no demon there. So thank you. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tabs Freeform Radio. Thank you for doing the guided meditation with us. Please stay tuned because we still have our... angel messages, you know, what the theme is for the show, why we're playing all this magical music, and much more coming in, much more to come. So please stay tuned because Lord knows I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you more than a million stars. I love you more than a million stars. This is a beautiful song. This is actually, well, it's got mostly Ghostface Killah, but Slick Rick is featured on this, and it's a beautiful song called The Sun, and I want to play this. So I think it's perfect for right now.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, time to get up. Look at the sun, so pretty today. It's so bright, it's so smashing. Lasting, helps out the grass and smile when it's morning time. Last night I wrote 3 rhymes, I woke up to see the sun shining. God is my witness in scriptures and pictures. The sun kiss, scrumptious sun is nutritious. It makes me wanna climb, take a bite out of shine. This little light of mine. Yo, the sun could never be pussy, he always come out. He'll sit right there, even if you pull your gun out. He can never run out. When the lights go out, it's Japan's turn now. The earth had spun around, I see yellow and green. It's a beautiful thing, the sky's blue, cause the sun hit the water like bing, a reflection. And that's all it is. You can't stare at him long, cause your face will do like this. Look who's shining again.
Oh my, my, my.
We been rhyming again.
Oh my, my, my.
Ice be blinding the men.
Oh my, my,
you come through time and time again.
Check out my nephew, he jumped up in the window just to see you. Look what he drew, a Carl House, always wants to be with you. He's just as jolly, he always begging me to let him see you. I'm like, probably if you clean up and read a little, you make people eyes glow. You got the Weather Channel bugging and you stubborn when it snow. You my mentor, mothers name they kids after you. New slang, nothing personal, we knowing what you been through.
Son,
you roll like one in a million, yo.
Son, son,
you always find like one in a building, yo. We those babies from day one. All I had was you on my birthday, baby. Think you owe me one. The way the world look when you around. Prisoners get out, look up, grin at you, and then kiss the ground. You my favorite. I wish we had 3 more of you. I adore.
Plus, I even go to the store
look
for you.
Look who's shining again.
Oh, my, my, my.
We been rhyming again.
Oh, my, my, my.
Ice be blinding the men.
Oh, my, my,
you come through time and time again.
Oh, my, my, my.
Our diverse sun
can be enriched and cruel.
Reaching a full 98.
And got the kids in the pool.
Isn't it cool how it spreads joy? Huns lay in it. And it's hard to go back to work when your lunch break's finished. Strap hang before.
So it's a fact I support.
Feeling the warm sun rays
upon your back as you walk.
The heat driven. A theory I clung to deep within is souls have to go through the sun to reach heaven. And sent in retreat.
Our souls bad and deceived.
Madam believe since dinosaurs
and Adam and Eve,
that sun's hovered to the extermination of us. It's a peephole which leads to the firmament above us.
Who could take a raindrop and turn it to glee?
And turn it to glee.
draw it up 6 miles over tropical wilds and bring it to the sea.
Look who's shining again.
Oh, my, my, my.
We been rhyming again.
Oh, my, my, my.
Ice be blinding the men.
Oh, my, my, my.
We come through time and time again.
You like I do. 'cause I love you. Only you, only you. My heart aches for only you, only you. You are my heaven. I know, know that you are.
Serious situation we all go through. It deals with your feelings, so hear what I say. It's like a day when nothing seems to go your way. Bust this, two people, they really like each other. He says there's no one else and she claims there is no other. The feeling's the same and you receive a notion to reveal your inner thoughts and deeply hidden emotions. Tell your mother about your lover, also your best friend. You're mighty proud while you're holding their hands. Boys, yeah, that's my woman, and girls, yeah, that's my man. This person brings a certain warmth to your heart, and everything seems so great at the start. For she loves him, and he also loves her, and it's hard to turn back to who the person you were. But later on, problems start to occur, and the bond which combines y'all turn into a blur. For the feelings were the same, now here's the score. You love them too much, and they don't love you anymore due to your attitude and overall because you're not being true. Or maybe they're just plain sick of seeing you. Word. Now it might seem strange, you better take hints quick and make the right change.
Don't a teenage love. Don't a teenage love.
When you swore the ball was rolling, they're gone, and part of your heart's been stolen. Get back on your feet with a hop and a skip, but no, you'd rather go with this dead relationship. Hanging around and buying them stuff, you'll see them every darn day, yet don't see them enough. You follow them around and they claim you're hawking. When conversation comes, you do all the talking. Not to mention attention, we all need a bit. Behind your back they're saying, yeah, he's all on my they're getting sick of you. Quite annoyed, and if you have plans for the future, they're now destroyed. You saw what was happening, and you still let it. And if you ever let it make love to your girls, you can forget it. Sweetheart, you've been caught, and it'll spread around town faster than you thought. Then break up time, and you receive the words. Yo, this is from the heart, and I know that part hurts. Get over it from now on, don't take short slick. If it's not true love, you shouldn't deal with it. Just think of your future and what is to come, and pay attention to the words that's in this song. They go.
Where you going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know?
Don't hurt me again.
bosses.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
And good evening. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Madame Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And we are at that point right now. That's right, I'm saving the best for last. It's time for a shamanic journey. A brief shamanic journey. Last shamanic journey was off the chain, so it's kind of hard not to do this. Let's get real nice and comfortable. I love you. So we're going to go on a journey. You can ask your spirit guides a question or just let it happen. Let whatever needs to happen, happen. Ask a question. Ask for healing. Have your spirit guides there or just receive. You will either feel completely... like this is a lucid trip, a natural trip, or you may just hear the drumming and that's all you get and receive the healing. Either way, both are potent and both are magic and both work. So let's get into it. I might sing, I might talk, I might just say nothing, but we are drumming. Let's hit it, spirit. Thank you. right.
Oh my God, I went somewhere else. So
we're just gonna go right into the messages. Messages, 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 messages. We're gonna go right into the messages. So what I actually got a strong message, and I hope the healing portals were healing in that message with the drumming. And through the drumming, I got a message of really let's take away the energy of the whole idea of this for Thanksgiving. Let's forget about historical stuff and all this crappy energy around it. And let's focus on the giving. Let's really focus on the term Thanksgiving and really focus on that. And I saw myself just as much as I could give, because when we give, we really do step outside of ourselves. It really helps us to step outside of whatever we think is going on in our lives, whatever we think is going wrong. Anytime we're giving, you ever notice when you're in service, or do you ever notice anytime? I know that when I am completely in my head about something or a certain situation, and someone comes along to ask me for help, it's like a saver. It really saves me from myself, because I'm able to get out of my head and do something good for someone and be a help and be a healer and be something for someone, where I could just get out of my head, and it really brings you back to this place of sanity. I always say service brings you back to sanity. So this is just something to always remember, and something is a great reminder about Thanksgiving, is that when we are in service, we are closer and closer to sanity. When we are not in service and we are in our heads, how it brings us closer and closer to being insane. You see how other people save us from ourselves all the time. So, you know, sometimes easier said than done, yes. But when I did the drumming, I just saw this overflow of giving and this overflow of spirit saying, remember to give, you know, in the next couple of days, this week. Remember to heal your heart with giving, and to anything that you feel stressed out about or anything in turmoil about, just give. Give what you can. So that was the first segment of what I was getting from the shamanic journeying. And I do want to pull out my trusty tarot. Just hold your horses. And we are back. So first off, I want to go in for the Slick Rick reading for why Slick Rick Music came in. I've actually seen him live and I've met him. He's pretty awesome. He's pretty down to earth. He's a pretty chill guy. Very chill. Very, very chill. Very humble. What is this message of why we wanted to play Slick Rick's music and significance of the ska? What's going on, spirit? So the first thing they're saying is to the focus on how Slick Rick energy and his lyrics and his music, he's very much connected with substance and things being of substance and things of teaching children right from wrong. And his music is very he tries to put this educational kind of tone to it, and Hey Young World and Children's Story. There's a lot of these, and Teenage Love, there's a lot of the, now that I'm just realizing, wow, I'm just realizing this. Well, I knew this before, but not in this perspective. A lot about teaching youth, a lot about being a positive role model for youth. And, you know, sometimes that is, you know, a lot of us don't want to mess with that, especially if you're like me and don't have kids. You're like, yeah, I can be a kid forever. I'm not trying to be anybody's role model. I know, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun to be a kid forever. But what they're, but also too, they just have to be, they're saying, yes, Mariah, but always be mindful of the youth that is coming in the next generation, because no matter if you have kids or not, it's always our responsibility to teach the next. But when it means teach the next, there is a strong moral compass that comes into play with Slick Rick's music. It's a strong moral compass of understanding and watching yourself and how you conduct yourself. And this isn't just for kids though, and children. This is for everybody. This is a message for everyone, and understanding that everything you put into the universe, every word that you speak, everything you do, you are literally showing and expressing everyone an example of a piece of what you are in terms of your leadership. If you are in a position of leadership, if you are in a position of authority, if you are in a position of demonstrating what it really means to be that loving, spiritual, connected person. And so this isn't to put pressure on anybody. This is news for me too. Like, this isn't something where I'm coming up with this and telling and preaching the word of got to act right. I'm the last person who likes to advocate for people acting certain ways, believe me. But sometimes it's okay to just sit back, and I'm learning right now, and listen to spirit, listen to the higher voice of understanding why it's important, because it has to do with your energy being carried. So this is goes back to when we're sitting on the tree and we're giving that love and we're giving that compassion. It's coming right back to that message of whatever it is that we're giving is going to come right back to us. So, and that's including the examples we're setting for people. So if we're setting examples of destruction, chaos, and causing harm and violence, I mean, that's what somebody may pick up, and that's something that may come back to you. But that's the thing, we have free will. This isn't preaching the word and being like, do this and don't do this, act this way, don't, you know. But also too, it's like, if you're putting out happiness, if you're putting out joy, if you're putting out love, if you're putting out the positive example of that, then it's going to come back to you. And so this isn't me judging anyone. This is just spirit saying what is true. It's just governing the natural laws and understanding the natural laws. And for some reason, you know, Slick Rick, we're hearing a lot of these things. We don't get to hear much in hip hop music about how to help youth, how to speak to youth, how to demonstrate something that is positive on a moral compass. And he definitely does that. What else is spirit coming in, and what is wanted to connect with? It's still, and going in and opening up our consciousness, our musical consciousness, and our musical portals, and that's the whole point, where they intertwined. Someone like Slick Rick, who emerged hip hop with ska, and then I was like, we need to play some ska. But then Spirit was like, let's add him in, because this is a reminder of everyone listening, no matter if you're a musician or not. The emergence of collaborating with different types of sounds and different types of just basically different types of ingredients. What happens when you mix different ingredients together? You get something that's very unique. You get something that's very original. You get something that's very out of this world. So what are you doing this week that's emerging ingredients together? to mix something together, to make something that's out of this world, and to make something original, because that's exactly the true recipe of your heart and your soul's desires and your highest purpose of consciousness is to mix ingredients together to make the best thing possible. You could mix food, you could mix races, you can mix sound, you can mix music, you can mix art, you can mix, you know, dancing, anything you can mix together. This had this is all about having a collaborative week. So that's very interesting how that message came about right there for that. I will take that into consideration. That's pretty cool. And let's pull the card. Ooh, the Empress. Interesting. Empress is all divine feminine. So there's a divine feminine nature that we're supposed to be, that's calling for us to step into. And the Empress is also very fertile with birth, giving birth, just like what I just said. What ingredients are you mixing together? What are you combining together to give birth to something that is brand new and authentic? And she is usually sometimes a pregnant woman, the Empress, and she's young, she's fertile, she's got that creative energy going on there. So, and that's exactly why I pulled the Empress, because that's exactly, this is the week for this. This is the week to give birth to something new. So we're just about out of time, and this has been a great show. This has been educational. This has been magic, and it's been fun. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tubbs, free from radio on the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, Mariah Romanite, the Boston Medium. Hit me up anytime if you want a private reading. Let's do it. Let's dance. I'm on the Real Boston Medium Instagram, Paranormal Playground Sounds Instagram, and Mariah the Boston Medium on Facebook. So join me anytime. Let's connect. Let's get in the light. Stay tuned for Rising with Sky Bar, and hopefully I'll be here on Thanksgiving actually subbing. Maybe. I don't know. I'll think about it. But hope to see you then. I love you so, so much. I'm going to obviously leave you here with some more. Yeah, let's do it with some more Lee Perry and the Upsetters. Right here on 91.5 FM. Have fun. I love you. Happy Thanksgiving. And I love you. I'm grateful for you. Mwah. Yes, me friend,
This is the upselling station reporting. The news as it happens.
What?
The news as it happens. The number one station. A platter of chatter.
Top.